the biggest problem it's facing is that it's almost going bust. They haven't got enough revenues against their expenditure. They've seen a huge withdrawal of hedge fund industry and other financial institutions, and they need to borrow $310 million, which they requested the Foreign Office for permission to do so. The Foreign Office turned them down, so they now need permission to raise emergency funds of $30 million just to pay their staff. They can't afford to pay their staff. Last month, they couldn't pay their pensions and their private medical bills and various other issues. They couldn't pay their contractors and general suppliers. So they really are in financial crisis.
And how did they get into this mess?
Well, I guess part of the problem is the financial crisis. Financial institutions have been exiting the Caymans. They rely on a small amount of money from them. They don't actually pay taxes to the Cayman Islands, but they pay a small fee towards them. So they've seen a hemorrhaging of that. They've probably seen a downturn in their tourism industry as well. They've also been expanding lots of new buildings to encourage financial institutions into the island. So all that expenditure, all those kind of commitments, is now closing in on them.
And what are the options now for the authorities?
Well, the options, I guess, are to dramatically cut expenditure. But the Foreign Office actually is telling them, ironically, to think about taxing people, which is highly ironic given the fact that the Caymans is, in fact, a tax haven.
Has the decision by the G20 to crack down on tax havens had any effect on the problems now facing the Cayman Islands authorities?
Well, to a certain extent, it may have contributed a part of this, in the sense that wealthy people are now doing deals with tax authorities. We've seen that happen in America. We're beginning to see that in Britain and also in other European countries. So, in a sense, the G20 focusing on tax havens to a big degree has impacted on the Caymans. But really, I guess it's the financial crisis in its full grisliness that is affecting.